Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Marvel Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the Marvel Universe.
Excelsior to you, our merry Marvelites listening all over the world. Hello, I hope you're all having a good time.
Hello.
Welcome back to our 21st show of the year, 2015, 38. No, I think it's 21, maybe it's 22. I lost count.
Numbers
there was too much news.
Hard.
There was too much news this week for me to keep up
good
with.
Problem
we are the Marvel Movie News, coming to you live from the Danger Room, where we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. Subscribe to us on iTunes and Marvel Movie News, or find us through the Popcorn Talk Network, either through their YouTube, which is youtube.com/Popcorn Talk Network. Or you can find us through their website, which is just popcorntalknetwork.com. Said it all. I'm very proud of myself.
I was waiting for any gloves.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. You can also follow us on Twitter at MarvelNewsPTN or on Facebook /MarvelNewsShow. Like us. We will like you back, and we will continue to bring you news because you were so generous with your liking. By the way, if you tweet out a link to our show with a message telling people about the live chat and that they should come watch, Jonathan... in the booth.
Yes.
We'll retweet you. John Arvis.
If you leave a comment on iTunes, I will horribly mispronounce your name on air.
On air.
Much like I just said the word mispronounce.
Yeah, next week. It'll be fantastic.
You're welcome.
It'll be fantastic.
You guys can tweet at me and I'll give you shout-outs from the Twitterers.
Yeah,
should we? It's really cute because people like that.
I know, I love it. I love it.
I love comments.
We really need a special hashtag though, so it makes it easier for me to find all the shout-outs. So
yeah, like hashtag Meredith shout-out.
Aww.
Was I like good? It.
Yeah. Hashtag okay. Meredith shout out. That's what we're using from now on.
All right, I'm down.
I don't have my own figure,
but I have my own hashtag.
Get off the figures. We'll get them eventually. By the way, we love hearing from you guys, so keep sending your tweets and comments. We do read every single one of them. And don't miss the chance to take our very important listener survey at podcast1.com. One is spelled O-N-E. You just spell it out. It's not the number. Your responses will help us make this show the very best it can be. It'll only take about 3 minutes of your time, and you'll get the instant gratification that comes with the knowledge you helped us out. You can tell us how you really feel about the show and help us get to know you better. Do it now. Take the survey at podcast1.com. That's podcast1.com. Keep those tweets and comments coming. Anyway, I am Matt Key at the Matt Key.
I am Meredith Placco at M Placco.
I'm Coy Jondro at Coy Jondro.
We've got Matt Cook.
What?
Hi.
Matt Cook.
Where did that come
He's been here for weeks waiting.
I just been down under there.
He's just been hanging out.
Oh, that's just been giving me foot rubs.
Yes.
Wait, what? Why are you getting foot rubs? And I'm not.
In fairness, I did think it was Key.
Our feet are very similar. And I don't know.
Very dainty hands, so I thought those were your feet, too. But
my hands are very dainty.
Hi, everybody. I'm Matt Cook at Matt Cook Tweeted. Glad
Welcome
to be back.
Sure.
Yeah, what about like hashtag Black Bolt or something? For the shout-outs.
Because
he shouts out, you hear it.
Oh!
Right? You do something like that, a little play on that. Somebody tweet at us. Figure it out.
Witticisms.
Man, I've been down there for 25 minutes thinking about it.
You've got nothing but time down there, man.
Well, the live thread's very exciting.
I'm excited.
It's so cute.
Yeah, jump on the live thread
and
play with everyone. Everyone's missed you, sir. So anyway, we've got lots of stuff on Ant-Man. We've got some Infinity War news. Obviously... the big news. Doctor Strange is starting production.
I'm going home. This is a mistake.
I remember why I do that other show.
We've also got some giant Spider-Man news. But first, we're going to start with a quick little jaunt through Fox with some little X-Men updates.
Oh.
Yeah, why start with Sony? But
people are still joining in.
We don't want them to miss that.
I'm curious about this first bit of news.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. let's jump right into it. Over at Fox, we've got the X-Men and the Fantastic Four crossover might happen. Mm. Apparently, if the news came out that if Fantastic Four and the sequel do well, and if X-Men Apocalypse is not some like unexpected disaster, which is the, like the words that were used, then the franchises could meet in 2018.
I love the amount of variables for a might.
Yeah.
If this movie and its sequel, which we greenlit before we started rolling, that we haven't shared very much of and we've done a real lot of reshoots on, that comes out in 4 years, and the next sequel do well, then maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. A couple months ago, writer and producer Simon Kinberg said, making Fantastic Four he's focused on making Fantastic Four the best movie that it can be, but a crossover is,
kind of running out of time there.
Of the realm. I know, right? Hopefully it'll be good in a day now. So anyway, not really news because there's so many like variables and maybes there, but I figured the fans might want to hear that.
I like someone picked up a comic and we're seeing like holding X-Men of Fantastic Four and they're like, maybe.
Yeah.
One day.
Like, but hey, it's news.
Yeah.
It's news.
That's news.
Any person who's ever even thought of a comic book character that's like, maybe they would team up. Like, that's...
I think it's the Raptor and the T-Rex jumping in each other's backs in Jurassic World, the movie.
I think in reality, we're the Marvel rumor show. Like,
we really are, yeah. If someone had a thought, we'll talk about it.
Inside out. Marvel. Sure.
There's a possibility, though, but I will say this as much. There is a possibility that Wolverine may at some point be with another X-Man. In a fit, like on screen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
It's really crazy. That's breaking news.
Yeah.
Wow. So Hugh Jackman may be in a movie with.
Hugh Jackman might actually be in X-Men Apocalypse, is what I heard on the way here. Yeah.
No,
so it's a lot of news from Fox.
Yeah. also, this is a possible spoiler for those of you who are very excited about the Days of Future Rogue cut.
Days of Future Rogue.
Days of Future Past Rogue cut, whatever. It's, I don't know. I'm frazzled from all the news. There are some leaked photos from the Rogue cut, and this will show you her role in the film. So, spoiler alert! Don't watch right now. But we've got Rogue circling Wolverine there, like she's
digitally edit her out of these scenes because
they would have like cut around her.
Okay, because I'm like, so. I remember so many of the scenes that the photos are in. I'm like, but she wasn't there.
Yeah, no, I know. So like so she's walking around there. Let's go to the next one. We see Magneto pulling Kitty Pryde away, and then we see Rogue taking over. So, here's what happened. You guys ready for this?
Ready.
Here's what my little brain put together. Remember the scene where like Wolverine's like, "Oh my God, I'm so mad!"
Yeah.
And like he pops his claws and he like lashes out and he hits Kitty Pryde. She's like, "Oh, I'm bleeding out." They brought Rogue in and replaced her. Rogue was like,
I'm
bleeding out. Is her like being in some way like a cow? Oh no, I'm such a baby.
Yeah, she's so not an X-Man.
Yeah.
She's one of the only people that Wolverine stabbed in the movie, and you're giving her grief about it. Without Amantian claws, by the way.
Yeah, not those stupid bone claws.
Oh, ski. Hurts.
Cook is leaving.
I'm done. I don't like this.
Aww.
I think I like your theory. Makes some sense.
Yeah. I mean, that's gotta be it. We all saw X-Men 1, right? That's it.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. Like, in the trailer that they showed, like, where you got to see, like, a whole, like, 2 seconds of the Rogue cut, and you see, like, Rogue, like, hey, like, she's like, hey, and then Wolverine goes,
did he see the same movie we did?
I don't know.
It has way more sounds of non-human judgment.
He watched someone's YouTube recap.
Yeah, this
movie
is the Jack Black suited version.
Yeah, exactly.
But then in that trailer, you see Wolverine go, Rogue. Like, and that's the only thing you get from the Rogue cut, for that particular Rogue cut trailer. So I think, remember when, like, Wolverine loses it?
So glad I avoided the trailers, because his trailer renditions are incredible.
So remember when they go to get Mystique, and he starts to lose it, and that's when he starts doing his thing? In the movie, he snapped out of it.
Yes.
And it was always like, well, how did he snap out of it? And he just did.
Yeah.
Now, I think we're going to find out Rogue actually like helped get him back under control.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. In the 3-hour Godfather cut of this movie.
Yes. Yeah. So I think that's what's coming up. Anyway, that's it for X-Men Days of Future Past. Rogue.
That was great.
Right? Yeah. Welcome back,
we
sir.
Learned
Welcome
so
back.
Much.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
I learned about
spoiler over. Spoiler over.
Wait, I listened to the whole thing. I don't know what the spoiler was.
The spoiler was Rogue's role in the movie.
The Rogue has the ability to absorb powers?
Yeah.
The spoiler was Rogue's role that we imagined by the option, much like the Fantastic Four sequel that might be the option to tie in the X-Men sequel that might or might not be existing.
You're right. You're right. That's the spoiler. My bad.
Jesus. Well, get out.
Just
get out
of here.
He invited me.
I know. No, I said welcome home. He said get out.
I only heard get out.
I was excited to have you back, but now I'm starting to question it. All right. Now, let's jump over to Sony. They've got big news.
That came
before our show this week, which is nice. Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
We know who Spider-Man is.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Spectacular Spider-Man.
He tells us that in Civil War.
Tom Holland is cast as Peter Parker Spider-Man. There. So, that's him. That's him.
There he is.
That's on Spider-Man.
Everybody at home, get on Dub Smash. Because that is apparently how he books
Spider-Man.
It's where
he lives. He just
every time they're like, new Spider-Man, it's only links to his Dub Smash of him in his hotel room. Is all that I've seen. Do you know what Dub Smash?
Yeah, I have no idea what Dub Smash is.
Oh, you guys.
Am I just so unhip and out of it?
Yeah, clearly.
I'm on the Dub Smash.
You know that.
I'm not a series regular on a TV show.
Hey,
okay?
Well, when you are, you have to Dub Smash.
Okay. See, I don't know these things.
Dub Smash is a little app where you just lip sync different audio clips from songs, movies, whatever it is. And he's apparently so good at it that he made him Spider-Man.
Is that how he's famous?
That's how he got it.
No, I don't know.
I think it's just his hobby between doing Oscar-winning performances.
Yeah.
Well, he was in The Impossible.
He's only done really good things. I'm really impressed at what this kid's accomplished.
I'm excited.
And he can do his own stunts. Like, have you seen his Instagram?
Oh, yeah. He's great. Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like a little acrobat.
Well, he's a kid.
He also seems like super... I love how earnest he is. Like, he's just like a kid on Dub Smash on Instagram. Just like, you know what's great? Being a kid.
Yeah.
Like, that's Spider-Man. He's just a kid that's got a good career going, that does really well, that is in movies with like huge movie stars, that had Robert Downey Jr. come in and screen test them, and he's like, these are my flips.
Yeah.
Love that.
Look at my flips.
So cool.
I think it's really interesting because while he's still considered a relative unknown despite his performance record being highly acclaimed, and they've paired him with, we also now have the director for Spider-Man, which is John Watts, who has done like two things and then the Onion news. Like he has Cop Car, which
watched the trailer for.
How did that look?
It looked like Mud and Fargo had a dusty baby.
Huh. Yeah.
That sounds like a good thing.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
Except at the end of the trailer, Kevin Bacon's like, you don't steal a cop car! And then it's like, cop car. And it's like, oh man.
It's like two kids steal a cop car and go on a joyride.
It seems really fun. Yeah. And then it takes a dark turn. I mean, it looks like Mud and Fargo. Both of which are great, but I don't know how. I mean, it just looks like those two things.
Yeah.
So he's done that. His other previous film was Clown, where a dad finds a possessed clown suit. And wears it. And then he did...
It's a Goosebumps book, but okay.
And so we have a horror, a thriller, and then he directed the Onion News show for 12 episodes.
And that's comedy. That's
comedy. Yes. So it's
interesting because he's the least of the directorial candidates. He's the one that like was like the... Those credits don't make sense.
Nope. But
like
so is Mark Webb, and look how well that turned out.
Yeah. Well, 500 Days of Summer had that whole like heart... strings tie, you know, it made some sense
for sure, the relationship stuff,
right?
Yeah, totally. But it was still also like a big leap. And so I don't know, I'm just saying, like, I was excited when Mark Webb got the gig,
because
I liked 500 Days of Summer, and I was excited to see what he did.
Well, I will say that according to like Hollywood Reporter and all the other Hollywood gossip rags, that's what they call him, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I'm not on Clip, so I don't know.
They keep plugging it, baby. That's why I'm here. You say it like it's a bad thing.
According to them, Feige apparently, like, handpicked Watts, like, really liked him, loved his take on the world of Peter Parker and Spider-Man, and I can say that I actually have worked with... that's John Watts. I've actually worked with him when I worked at Smuggler Commercials. He was a commercial director there. And we developed a cartoon together. And
good guy.
That's
awesome. He's an amazing guy. One of the nicest guys Funny at the drop of a hat, almost as funny as Matt Cook, but
now he's trying to put me up. Now he's changing.
I'm not
tactic.
Trying to be nice at all. I am not a nice man. But no, John, he did, like, when he was doing commercial work, a lot of the stuff that would come to him would be comedy involving kids.
So that makes sense.
That's so cool. Like, just knowing his commercial background, like, it makes sense there. Then the Onion News. Feige said back in April, talking about this, the Spider-Man movies, when Spider-Man puts that mask on in the comics, he has this nonstop wit that's almost as troubling to the bad guys he fights as his webs and agility. We feel we haven't really seen that yet. So it feels like that's why they're bringing John Watts in, because he's proven himself. He can be an action director with Cop Car. He can do, like, the thrilling kinds of stuff. He can do all that stuff, but he can do it with wit and funny and humor and whatever else. So I think the fact that they've chosen John Watts gives us a very strong idea of
the tone.
Yeah.
What they're going to try and do with the films.
And I like that they're not always going with the superstars. Like, as much as I think it'd be cool to see Angelina Jolie direct Captain Marvel, having, you know, someone who's repertoire consists of Cop Car, Clown, and The Onion News makes me excited, because I don't know what he's going to give us. Like,
it's
the same with Holland, is that, you know, I haven't seen the other films that Holland is in, and he has a lot more that's in production right now, but I don't know, and I like that unknown.
He has a movie of Thor. He has a movie of
Jonathan, can we go back to that picture real quick with him and Thor, Tom Holland and Thor? Look, that's Thor. That's kind of awesome.
They're like, so cute.
Like, yeah, they're in a Ron Howard film. I can't remember the name, but
Heart of the Sea.
Ron Howard, in talking about Tom Holland, said he'll bring humanity and heart and humor and energy to his version of Peter Parker. So it's not news,
that's what I want to hear.
That's Ron Howard.
The live thread has been saying incessantly, and I agree. I think that, like, Mark Webb had the potential to be a really good director. I think Sony just got really involved.
Too many hands in the pot.
It was a very astute, like, especially the second one. You could see the studio just fingerprints all over every decision I made. Mm-hmm. I think the first one had a lot of potential. The second one never had a chance, and I hope that Marvel being involved allows this team to have a better chance.
Yeah, Marvel.
I hope so, too. I still did not like the first Amazing Spider-Man.
I liked it more than the Tobey Maguire ones.
I agree with that.
But I mean,
it's still not Spider-Man.
But we had
the fact that he didn't show up to the funeral.
There were so many problems.
There's so many huge character issues. There's just a lot of
stuff. But I liked Amazing Spider-Man 1 more than the old trilogy, so I saw it having hope.
For sure. Mm-hmm. But I think, too, people give movies credit for doing things that comic books have done for decades, and I think that's unfair.
Yeah.
I think the movies don't get credit for having Spider-Man look cool. The people who created Spider-Man and have written and drawn Spider-Man for the last however many years, they get credit for that stuff. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I also think movies get credit for doing better than a movie that didn't do well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, me being like, man, Spider-Man was good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not fair. Spider-Man
3 kicked me in the nuts. Amazing Spider-Man just kind of punched me in the arm, so...
It
slug bugged you?
Slug bug. I never heard that before.
You never heard
slug bug?
No, you're a weird guy.
Look at me. I'm a very weird guy.
I also find it interesting that, you know, as fans, we want to obviously see our iconic characters and our favorite moments from the comics on screen. But there's also something about when you can take, in like they did with Winter Soldier, you take the basic storyline, and it does not follow the Winter Soldier comic at all, but it is still a fantastic interpretation. And I think maybe the problem with the Spider-Man movies previously is they were trying too hard to make it a literal book to film. And I think take what Spider-Man is, take who Peter is at his core, at his heart, and then adapt that, and I think we're going to have a better film than trying to make it a page-by-page copy.
I think that's more likely what we're going to get, especially with Marvel and Sony being the... Like, that's a lot of cooks in the kitchen already. Hopefully they objectively keep that a film kitchen instead of a film comic kitchen.
Yeah, but I think that's what Guardians did so well, is that they didn't adapt any comic book stories. They just took, like, the individual characters and kind of threw them into
the comics started following the movie afterwards. Yeah,
Chris Pratt is now the comic Star-Lord, which is great.
Which
I'm
is
okay
amazing.
With that forever.
Some people in the live thread are asking if this is going to be an origin story for Spider-Man.
No.
We've seen it.
Officially, no?
Officially. I thought they said like a year ago.
They've said like no more origin stories.
Great.
Because
Kevin Feige said that was part of the contract when he signed on, was making it so Marvel didn't have another Spider-Man origin.
Yeah.
So, great. Finally.
Good.
So, I mean, we'll probably see like a flashback to it just to be like, hey, don't forget.
Why were there
this
so many
happened,
spiders in The Amazing Spider-Man?
I don't know.
That takes away all the magic of it. He walked into a room full of radioactive spiders. Literally countless radioactive spiders.
There might
not
be 79
one special,
more other Spider-Man.
Yeah, like,
there.
Oh my God.
So they could do Silk.
Yeah.
That silliness.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Silk.
Silk, bring it on.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm curious what they're going to call it.
You know, yeah,
like
spectacular.
Spider-Man.
I don't know.
I'd like Friendly Neighborhood or any of that.
They're not going to do Friendly Neighborhood. That's a mouthful.
Kid First. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited.
I would love it. I want it to be great. I'm on board. I mean, I'm going to put all my
positive energy. I don't know why this kid gets so much crap. Like, he's been getting a lot of, like, Tom Holland's been, have you guys seen that? There's been a lot of, like, aggression towards him.
Well, that's just because, like, people, like, they didn't get their choice. Like,
yeah.
It's like, well, you didn't choose my guy, so Tom Holland's going to suck. It's like, no, like, give it the guy a chance, you know?
And Downey Jr. flew into, like, screen test with him. That's the coolest thing.
And Chris Evans. Like, Chris, like, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna say, like the most I've seen is people like, oh, Asa Butterfield didn't get him. Like, honestly, I going back and kind of watching some of the stuff with Asa, I'm like, I'm kind of glad he didn't get it. To be honest, and I was talking with my friend Lori about this in the car, is like, especially if that story that we were told last week has any truth to it, he's almost becoming a little Shia LaBeouf with his attitude.
Whoa! I know, a swear word.
I know, but it's like he's you know, he's young and he's getting a lot of attention right now, and it's like, he needs to learn how to rein in if he's going to book these bigger roles, you know?
For me, he just didn't have the right vibe.
He was somber.
Yeah, he was
really
Osborn
struck
more
me
than,
yeah, yeah.
than Peter Parker. And I just didn't... And visually, like, he's got a very strong...
Dean Dehan is Harry Osborn and always will be.
Excuse me.
Peter Parker.
I
like that your impression of him is, like, almost George Takei.
It is. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
That's just my opinion. So I'm really excited. I like the look of Holland. I think, you know, I like him doing his flips and
I like
stuff.
His mess. He seems like... quirky, cool dude.
He's just he's cool, man.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I'm on board. And like we've said, he's done some very heavy dramatic roles, so like I think he can pull it off.
And he was born in a year I can vividly remember, which terrifies me.
What?
But he is 19.
He's born in 96. Like, that's recently.
Yeah, but at least he's over 18.
No,
or
it's
16,
just.
So.
His Twitter is at Tom Holland 1996, and I was just like, oh, God. That was the first time as an adult I've, like, seen someone get cast as a hero of mine and been like, I remember 96.
You say that like you were in Vietnam or something.
God,
it's a rough year for me, man.
96,
I was
8. 7, 98.
Chocolate milk got less excited.
I was in my first or second year of high school in 96.
Yeah, so it's like, it's interesting to see your heroes and like have this commentary on someone that we can remember when they were like, you know, conceived.
Yeah.
I was born in 95, so it's not a big deal for me.
Hollywood cast.
Young cook. So let's jump over to Marvel now, where we've, what?
Wait, they want us to fan cast Harry.
Ooh.
Oh, fan cast Harry? Well,
yeah.
I'm going to leave that to you guys.
Zac Efron.
He's older. He's too old.
Yeah.
Older best friend, but he's got the looks, he's got the charms, he's got the charisma. I think he has the chops to play dark. I also think it would get like seats filled that we might not get necessarily. I said Chris is in the Marvel Universe. I also want Zac Efron in the Marvel Universe. So
I'm
going to get
Zac
all
Efron.
Sorts of. He's great.
He's great.
He's a really good actor, and he's really funny, and I think he's got a lot of potential. I'm going to get so much crap for this on the internet. Internet. Like, the combination of Kristen Stewart and Zac Efron's all over. Curtains.
Yeah. People are calling for your resignation
that's
already.
Yeah, that's it. Like, bring back Cook. Get rid of Zac Efron, Kristen Stewart guy. Who's your Harry Osborn?
I don't know, man. I don't even know Spider-Man. I don't know him well enough to know who would be a good counterweight. And
someone is saying Bella Thorne is Mary Jane. I'm not familiar with Bella Thorne,
She's. I've never watched anything of hers and been blown away. She's young though. I mean, she has potential, but she's in like everything, and I'm always just like, "Hey, it's that girl."
That girl.
That's not a bad thing or a good thing. It's just like that's not Mary Jane. Mary Jane needs to be like, "Va-va-voom."
What about Asa Butterfield as Harry?
I mean, I Meredith said that a few shows ago.
Yeah,
that makes more sense.
He's got that nest to him.
Yeah. Man, I could see that better.
Charlie
would only have Gwen if he's this young. I think you can't have the bombshell Mary Jane.
No,
like, I think you play the Gwen storyline.
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird.
It'd be weird, but it'd also be like...
In the Ultimates, like, the two female roles are almost
They're
reversed.
Friendly. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would rather him have a good friend than a... I mean, I only know Mary Jane is the bombshell.
Well, you could even do Betty Brant or Liz Allen.
Yeah,
you could do the actual high school girlfriends and then have that be an actual arc between the films.
Yeah,
like, you could have him grow through women.
Well, because that gives us the potential for having Flash Thompson in it as
which I really want. Growing up, that was my like dream role next to Cletus Cassidy. I wanted to be Flash Thompson so bad because the idea of like
wait, you wanted to be Cletus Cassidy?
I still want to be Cletus Cassidy. Yeah, dude, so, that'd be awesome.
There are some issues.
Someone
I think you probably
seats with me.
I think you may need to go to the doctor for that.
Dream roll. Mass murdering sociopath. Uh-huh. Mom?
I like you almost like asking your mom to get you that role. Please, Mom. Can yeah, you
get on it.
Right?
Is your mom a casting director yeah. that we don't know
don't
about?
Don't come home till I booked it. Someone says The Rock is Uncle Ben.
Okay, but I'll The Rock it. For everything.
Yeah.
The Rock is Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
Yo, okay, I know this isn't Marvel news, but straight up, did you guys hear about The Rock for Rampage?
Yeah.
Yes. I know.
One of my favorite games growing yeah. up, starring yeah. the greatest. Yeah,
but, like, I want to see The Rock punch buildings all day long. Anyways, yeah. that's all I want.
Well,
sorry.
Speaking Moving of The Rock, on. Let's jump over to Marvel. I don't even try. Just
Aww.
Don't try.
I'm
sorry. We've got the Infinity War movie that's coming out, where there was a report earlier this week that Magus is being cast to be the big bad guy in the part one.
So the egg makes sense now.
The cocoon?
The cocoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
All right, why don't we explain for the listeners and viewers who Magus is?
All right, buckle up, everybody.
Welcome
all right,
to comics.
Let's go
weird.
To the next picture real quick, Jonathan. All right, that there is Adam Warlock. Adam Warlock was is an artificial being created by the Enclave back in Fantastic Four number 66. He was created to be the perfect human specimen. He later he fights Thor at some point. He escapes to space, runs into the High Evolutionary. High Evolutionary gives him a soul gem. He's the bearer of the soul gem now. And then he goes off and fights in space and has all sorts of weird cosmic adventures. At some point, he inherits the Infinity Gauntlet by wresting it away from Thanos after the Infinity Gauntlet series. And then he decides to split himself in two by exercising his good side and his evil side. And that way he can be a bit more impartial and just kind of like, I am moral. Like, I'm not trying to be good or bad. I'm just being this centrist sort of point. Magus, this next picture, or the first picture, that is his evil side.
He's purple, like Thanos.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Adam Warlock's evil. So, like, it's not, like, a bad guy. It's the actual, like, he's just absolute
evil.
So,
pure
we have the
evil.
Incarnation of death, the incarnation of evil.
It's not the incarnation of evil. It's the incarnation of Warlock's evil.
But, I mean, but still, I mean, in all intents and purpose, if we're talking about it in a broad strokes way.
Yes.
So,
he's concentrated evil.
Yeah.
He's a Time Bandits spinoff.
Ooh.
Wow. So Adam Warlock would need to be, those two actors have to be somewhat similar.
Or the same.
Mm-hmm. Or the same.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Tom
Hardy
like Legend looks so good. It's in the trailer. Tom Hardy as both twins, the Kree twins.
I haven't seen that.
Tom Hardy plays twins that are both like mafia leaders in this movie Legend. He plays both.
I haven't seen that. That sounds great.
That sounds Google fantastic.
I couldn't hear him in Mad Max either. He's got to do something.
Yeah, that dude.
I love Tom Hardy.
Yeah, it's just that.
He just likes to grunt. He's
love
like,
Mad Max.
Oh, Mad Max is great, but there were kind of like some funny parts where he's like,
he's like, my life, Bane.
Max.
Max. He just likes having things on his face. He likes wearing muscles. I mean, come on.
He likes to hide his gorgeous face.
So, no, I'll say this. I think the reason why he started out guttural and then learned to talk more is that because in my head, he hadn't spoken in years.
Yeah, that was one of his he hadn't spoken in like 17 years or whatnot.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
Anywho, I think the same actor as the both of the
interesting.
Yeah,
oh, they need that. They need
so,
that.
But we don't have any... I mean, there's no confirmation that Magus is even being cast, but if we do get Magus, does that mean that we have to have Warlock? Do we need Warlock to make sense of Magus, or can they spin that in a different direction that satisfies the fans?
I mean, they can always
the
spin it, but I don't think they should.
Yeah.
I think Warlock in Guardians 2 would make sense and then tie that into Infinity.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, wasn't it a casting call that had popped up?
There was some casting call that went out for Magus for Infinity War.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting because it was such a telling casting call.
I think someone wrote, like, it felt very much like some guys like...
It feels a little
fake.
Like a little clickbaity, a little like fake, but it was news. I wanted to bring it out.
If it's real, it's exciting.
No, because people have been asking, are we going to get Adam Warlock? Because when we saw the cocoon in Guardians.
I really think there's a strong possibility that Warlock is Peter Quill's dad.
In a weird way, it also grounds Infinity War, even though I know he's another cosmic entity, but he's at least human-looking in a way, so we still have that.
And if they go with the same backstory, he was created on Earth. I don't think they'll probably do that. I think they'll make him a little bit more of a celestial being in some way. But
and it's also a good way to bring in, like, the Beyonder and... Not the Beyonder, excuse me, the...
The in-betweener?
Yeah, no.
Uatu.
No,
Uatu the
no,
Watcher. No,
no,
I think
no,
he belongs
you
to
mentioned,
Fox.
You mentioned them earlier. The crazy the
collector.
No, it's the
Galactus.
It's a race.
Name
no.
All the
Sentinels.
Nope.
Batman.
Silver Surfer.
Shut up. Shut up. No, you had mentioned them before. It's the race of
the Eternals.
The Eternals.
Oh yeah.
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 You know who'd be a good
or Celestials.
Magus?
Celestials. That's it. Yeah. That's what I was.
Who?
Yes.
Who?
Ben Foster.
Oh,
get out. He says Ben Foster for everyone.
He'd be great. I'm just saying.
Ben Foster's a great actor.
I'm not saying he's not.
You just said that you hate his acting.
I did not.
You just said it out loud.
I did not. You are putting words in my mouth, sir.
He's just a little short, isn't he?
Tom Hardy's like 5'7".
Yeah,
Tom Cruise's like 5'5". Leave Tom
out of this. I love when actors' heights actually matter, as if we can't film around this. You know?
I mean, when you put him next to people. I mean, yeah, there's all stuff. I don't know. He just, to me, just his, it's not even a height thing. It's his, he's not very.
His presence.
Big. He's a great, and he's great in Punisher.
Yeah.
In the first Punisher, mm-hmm. he was great in that. Is that little
That's
pierced.
That's still my Punisher.
It was great.
Hmm.
And 310 to Yumi, he's great. Anyway, I don't know.
I think you're just rambling now at this point, Matt Cook.
That's okay.
I'm excited
to see. I want Warlock to be in a film because I want to see what he looks like on film.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's a really cool idea, and I love him in the Guardians books. I think he has a really cool take and a really cool way to aim the team.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'd be exciting.
And you know what's interesting about Warlock is that his power, beyond being created to be the perfect human, so he's like really strong and agile and like very much like Captain America in that way. He also has learned how to tap into like this weird cosmic magic, which is somehow different from Earth magic. So like he and Strange are like kind of like good bestie friends, like especially at the beginning of like Infinity Gauntlet. Warlock actually comes to Strange and he's like, look, we need your help.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Yeah, yep. The cosmic side of Marvel is I don't know that as well.
So Warlock's always had a soft spot in my heart just because of that.
But imagine that you have chaos. I guess Wanda doesn't really technically use magic, but you have the cosmic magic and Strange's magic. And if you had Wanda tapping into chaos,
she might be able to. Like, we don't know that she can't
really
yet.
That would be really rad.
Yeah, super rad.
All the rads.
All right, so that's Infinity War. Complete rumor. Probably not true, but cool if it is. Now jumping over to Ant-Man, we've got a lot of different things to just like throw out at you guys. Marvel is just like, hey, yeah, we've got this movie. We should probably really push it right now because it comes out in like 3 weeks. So first of all, Janet Van Dyne has been confirmed to be in Ant-Man in a major way. So... Kevin Feige said she factors in a number of spoilerish ways, but we will see Janet Van Dyne in action in this film and sort of what happened to her. So he didn't say Wasp.
Yeah.
He said Janet Van Dyne. That's Janet Van Dyne as the Wasp.
I think they've actually been playing this pretty close to the chest because I don't think they want to spoil
I'm so
a lot.
Happy about that.
Yeah, me too. Like, I don't want to see trailers where it's like, and then like it ends on like the Wasp, like, oh no.
We might, man, a weekend of the movie coming out, just like Age of Ultron. They were just like, hey, let's show you the Vision landing. Hey, let's do that. No.
Yeah. I mean, it was good to see. We knew Vision was in it. It was fun to see, like, just a quick bing, here he is.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they don't do that with Wasp.
I don't want to see. If you're not watching it, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I don't.
What'd you guys think of Ultron? We haven't talked. I haven't been here.
Oh, that's right. We weren't here. Yeah.
What'd you guys?
He has lips.
I saw it four times. I really aggressively didn't like it the first time. Second time, I moderately enjoyed it. Third time, loved it. Fourth time, back to second time.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I went through like a cycle of like love-hate, and I think I'd seen so many good movies in between the third and fourth viewing that I compared it. Like, Mad Max came out, and like, there was just Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl came out, which did so much with like 1/100th of the budget. Like, it's just, I was really upset that they weren't able to accomplish the magic they'd accomplished in Phase 2, and it felt very Phase 1, which was my concern with Ant-Man until we've seen recent things. Mm-hmm. So Age of Ultron, to me, felt a little hodgepodge, and I felt the studio's hands were in it more than I'd ever seen. Like, they cut out half the film, and we noticed it.
Yeah.
So that was my...
Yeah, my take on it was it was overstuffed, and it felt like a film in transition, not a film that was a culmination of Phase 2. And even though Ant-Man is technically the culmination of Phase 2, it's still... you've got the team picture, like... Of course this should be like a culmination of something big that's been kind of building up, and Phase 2 didn't really have that. And so in some ways it's the fault of Phase 2 for not having a giant thing that was kind of building up to solve, like Loki in the first one. But It was an enjoyable movie. I still enjoyed it, but it was the first Marvel movie that I can point to and be like, oh, that's a studio film.
Yeah, Phase 2 feels like a middle movie in many. You know, it's when you have a trilogy, it feels very much like that. As far as Age of Ultron, I loved how the Vision looked. They did Vision fantastic was amazing. With him. Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch adored. But you know, the thing I love about every other film outside of the Avengers is that they're genre films set in a superheroes, and this was just an action film with not a lot of heart. It was fun. The problem was for me is I saw that was Avengers in the morning, and then went to a Mad Max screening that night, and so I was like, oh.
It was night and day,
yeah.
So it's hard to not. I don't want to compare the two, but
I mean,
you
we
know.
Can.
It laid a lot of bricks down for Infinity War.
I think, yeah, for sure. I felt like it was two movies in fast forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I was so mad that it was Thanos again at the end of it. I'm like, you've done it. Like,
yeah, we've seen Thanos.
I don't need to see him pick up his glove again. I don't care. Like, that felt to me really cheap and really like it was the first time I ever felt like they were disconnected from the viewers.
And I hated that we didn't really have our stinger.
Like,
I felt cheated.
Yeah, it was anticlimactic.
Yeah.
But Ant-Man might fix a lot of those things if they do it right. I feel like
if
Ant-Man,
they do it right, I'm nervous about Ant-Man.
It's the most nervous I've ever been in a Marvel film, period, by a lot. It is by far the most I expect to be unhappy. But if they do it right, therefore it'll be the most excited I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to point out, and it just went by, but someone said that AOU definitely needs a director's cut, and I completely agree.
Yeah, it absolutely does. It absolutely does.
I'd watch a four-hour Avengers movie.
Me too.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why I went to the theater.
Yeah.
That's where I wanted to be.
I'm happy to sit there. Entertain me. All the negative aside, though, I still got to see Vision and Iron Man and Thor melt Ultron, like with Vision like leaning forward, shooting him with the... was amazing.
I mean,
like,
all the action was so good. It looked awesome. The actors are all great. But it just missed. There were just pieces missing. That's but you need that turn to bring us here to make, you know what I mean? Like, and it just very clearly felt like someone was like, well, let's just get rid of this, This is talking. We don't need talking. Make them spin around the camera again.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just like, no, the talking's good.
That's why Ant-Man is so intriguing to me is because this is a movie we've seen the pre-production hell of. We've seen everything fall apart and come back together. We've seen them lose Edgar Wright. We've seen all these things. So I'm curious how this feels. Because it's our first movie after Avengers, so we'll see how studio involved it is.
That is a great tangent, because one of the things, there was a set walkthrough and a couple of venues like reported on it and stuff, so I went through and picked out some key points from that stuff to talk about. One of the things that they talked about was the film's tone and how they're talking about it, and they're saying that it's new and weird and different, which it is. It's this, like, it's a guy who can shrink to the size of an ant and then run around with them. Like, Hank Pym, when he first came out, Tales of Suspense, I can't remember the number. But
get out!
Yeah, you're right. I failed. It was a pulp. It was just a science fiction pulp. It was just like, oh, this is
a horror comic. It wasn't even a superhero.
Exactly. Yeah. So like, it feels like they're trying to go back to that. You know, it's that like fantastic science kind of.
That's
50s
great.
Feel.
Do you
yes.
think we'll get any Honey, I Shrunk the Kids references?
Oh God, I almost hope not.
I hope so.
I know.
Well, apparently in the 90s they were developing an Ant-Man film, but the reason they didn't make it was because of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I'm not even kidding. If you look up, Stan Lee was trying to get an Ant-Man movie made to keep the rights to a lot of the superheroes, and he thought that was the one to do because the special effects were there, and then Honey, I Shrunk the Kids delayed the film 10 years, and then Iron Man came out.
Oh, wow.
Fun
wow.
fact.
Wow.
Wow. Fun
Whoa.
Fact. Well, you can stay, Coy. Thank you.
Why, thanks.
But, yeah, they said that it's new and weird and different, and what's that it's kind of like pointing to what Marvel has planned for all of it. Ties up Phase 2 and it points to what they've got planned for Phase 3, which is being a more personal film that also happens to be weird and different. Because if you look at the slate, Doctor Strange, Black Panther, Captain Marvel, like all of those are solo individual films with like weird sort of what is going on there. So that's the direction of Phase 3. The only big movies that we have in Phase 3 are Civil War and Ragnarok.
Which, let's be honest, Civil War is going to be Avengers 2.5.
Yeah.
And Ragnarok is probably just going to be completely separate altogether.
I think that could easily be
a totally separate entity.
You excited for Ragnarok? Look at that smirk.
Yeah.
Look at that little smirk.
Ken Branagh might be coming back.
Yeah, dude.
I want Ken Branagh back.
That would be fun.
That, the Ultimates 2, Volume 2, that fold, that paper, when you pull that page out, it's that 6 pages of just like...
And Kenneth Branagh built that universe so well, I'd love to have him come back to destroy
those
it.
Those frost giants with those eyes, that was, it's so good.
That Rainbow Bridge somehow looking awesome.
Yeah. How do you do it? How do you make Thor even a remote remotely accessible.
Yeah, like when they were first like, we're going to do Thor. I was like, and the Rainbow Bridge?
Yeah,
really?
Like,
oh, go boy. Here we go.
Thor 2 suffered so much by not having Branna involved. It's still my... I wouldn't even say least liked. I hated that movie.
Wow.
I probably hated Thor 2. I can finally accept it. accepting that I hated Thor 2. It's really Jane Foster's fault, though.
Isn't everything?
I know, but that's me being a weird fangirl who only until the last couple of years have I come to like Jane.
She's Thor now.
That's why I love her.
It's because she's doing.
It's because
she's doing everything right.
She is. Love it. I love her now. I just didn't like how she was written before, and I didn't like how she was written in the second movie.
I think Phase 3, if they do it right, will be the escalation between Phase 1 and Phase 2.
Yes.
Like, we had that huge bump in quality between Phase 1 and Phase 2, and Phase 3 shaping up to be... We are now in a cultural, like, zeitgeist where we accept everything as crazy, so they don't have to worry about the stuff like Thor 1. Thor 1, they had to, like, prance around the magic. Like, Phase 3 is just like, hey, that guy's got a cape on. Deal with it. He's yellow. He's purple. Let's dance.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Phase three.
Let's dance.
Also, just going back to Van Dyne, Feige said Feige won't say much about what happened, but it's apparently in a flashback, and we find out what happened to her, like, in the 50s. Apparently, like, there was this sort of, like, proto-Avengers team that Hank Pym was on with Janet Van Dyne.
Makes sense.
Oh. And I think she died in it or something like that, and that's why he and Hope don't have a good relationship anymore. Hank Pym actually hates the idea of superheroes. He stopped being Ant-Man when that happened.
See, this is what I wish they advertised. This is interesting.
Exciting. And that's why, when Yellow Jacket comes out and he's like, I'm going to militarize your shrinking technology. How dare you hide it from me? That's when he's like, I don't want this to happen again. So I also think that maybe Janet Van Dyne has been stuck in the microverse. Like, she was in Secret Invasion, and maybe we get to see her at the very end.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Like, how crazy would that be if she actually never died? She was just stuck in the microverse? That's insane.
That would make me
and
so happy.
And like I said, Phase 3, they can do this stuff.
They can do that.
We accept it now.
That's great.
I would love to see that. Anyway, so that's it with Janet Van Dyne. Also, real quick with Ant-Man, they're doing this new technique with macro photography where they're not doing any... Like, yes, there's CGI elements to it, but what they've done is they've gotten a macro photography crew to specialize and take, like this picture, that's actually my macro photography that he was then spliced into.
So great.
That's awesome.
So it's actual real grass.
That's great.
From the perspective.
Perfect.
And that's been my big concern, just visually what it's going to look like. Because even in the trailers, you have that, like, really kind of, like, heightened, like, weird neon, like, you know, like, almost like when he's small, it looks like the Mystery Men color scheme, which I love Mystery Men.
But
you
know what I mean? So it's
like, but it doesn't really match up, you know what I mean? So that looks awesome. And it looks like, I want it to look like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
If they do, like, Terry Gilliam meets Darren Aronofsky, sold.
Yeah, I mean, hands down, anytime you can bring in practical effects versus CGI, it's just going to...
Well, and apparently, like one
and
of the things, and one of the things that I read is that they actually like macro photography like ants, like they backlit them in this special way. So all the ants, well, except for that, I think that's production design. But like all the ants we see are actually real. And
ew.
So
like, that's great.
And they had like ant trainers and all this other stuff.
Ant
like
trainers,
I am telling you what I read. So
oh my god,
just gonna be like ant number 142 played by ant number 5612.
Were you reading an Onion article?
This sounds amazing.
Written by John Watts, who's hilarious. I saw someone say that I'm the president of his fan club, and having met the man, I'm at least the vice president.
Well, I'm excited to hear that because I didn't know anything about him. So I like I like that there's good stuff.
Now, we also learned that the ants play a much larger role in the film.
In Ant-Man?
I know. But, like, it's
yeah.
Marvel has lost their minds.
It's new and weird and different. So apparently, like, they're comparing the ants in the film to Rocket and Groot, where everyone's saying, like, are you really going to use ants? And they're saying, yeah, they start off as, like, ants, but by the end of the film, you're, like, really hardcore cheering from them and emotionally invested in the ants. In fact, the ant that Ant-Man rides, he names Antony.
Aww.
And has a special relationship with
him. At some point, my brain just shut off, and I feel like you're just lying to me. I feel like none of the last 5 minutes can possibly...
I don't know.
I hope...
I don't know if you got, like, Disney's really good at making emotional things. I mean, Inside Out just gave feelings.
That's true. But Matt Cook just pitched me aunt named Anthony, who was trained by
Matt Keith.
Cook just acknowledged how weird it was. Matt Key just pitched me that. I'm excited, man.
You acknowledged that your brain shut off when Key was talking, and I was like, well, mine did too.
Wait, is that what happens to everyone? Is that why no one ever talks to me?
Womp, womp, womp.
I heard a voice. Did you hear a voice?
Oh, you guys are. Okay. Get out of here.
Did you see those before we move on from Ant-Man? Those horrendous posters. I just want to mention T.I.'s, like, not T.I. hand that couldn't possibly be positioned. It's just, like, next to him. Like,
and Evangeline Lilly's like, I'm going to flick him.
Like, what were the actors too busy doing to have their hands photographed? Like, T.I. just rapping, and he's like, can't do it, guys.
Can't do it, bro.
Just take a still for me at the Grammys.
Yeah, and they don't need more posters.
They don't. They've like 8 rounds. And the last ones are great. That was adorable with the
Mjolnir and the shield and everything. Yeah, those were great. Those were perfect.
I don't need more character posters.
Yeah, we don't need any more. Like, it was cool.
Vaseline in the lenses, they're blurry.
Yeah. It was cool that, like, they had, like, his team, like, his heist guys, like, whatever.
His heist boys,
spelled with a Z, but, like, I don't need to see it. Like, yeah. I get it. Like, they're in it. It's fine. Yeah. I'm fun. It was exciting. Do you guys, does Ant-Man go up against an Avenger in the film? Also another thing that they're saying.
Yeah, I mean, and I think he dies.
Iron Man should be involved. I mean, Pym Particles and Star. It'd make the most sense, and then Downey Jr. is always what they use to get Sylphs.
Yeah, so Paul Rudd actually said, like, when they were writing it, they thought, oh my god, what if he actually fought an Avenger, when they were talking about, like, Scott Lang going on a test run of stealing stuff. And but he didn't say, like, we actually went for it. And then the rumors have been that the Falcon is actually in the movie. So
that makes sense. That'd be cool.
You know what would be the best? If it's he's stealing stuff, and all of a sudden he, like, bumps into something, and he's like, what is it? And he looks up. It's like a shoe, and he looks up, and it's just Mark Ruffalo being like, are you stealing from me? And then the cut, and it's over.
Stealing makes me very angry.
Yeah. I love Ruffalo. I want him in everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, some really quick sequences that they've talked about. We've got Scott Lang leading an army of ants, like he's leading, like, an Air Force armada. There's a fight that takes place inside of a briefcase. When he falls into the bathtub, it's actually filling with water. We just haven't seen that part. And he actually, like, falls into a teenage rave at some point.
Oh my god.
And has to, like, dodge dancing
feet. Gets arrested.
At an anime con race.
So, anyway, so that's it for Ant-Man.
That's
lots
fantastic.
Of news to get through.
Movie. Yeah, that's soon, right? What, 3 weeks, 2 weeks?
Yeah, if we're lucky, we'll get a screening.
Yeah. July 17th.
Yeah, hopefully Comic-Con happens.
Yeah, so Civil War, real quick. There's a rumor that Captain America picks up Mjolnir.
Mew.
Again,
is
total
that
rumor.
Based off our? Do you remember a long time ago there was that picture of Cap holding that thing that was like a fan, and we were like, that'd be funny if it's Mjolnir. All the reports I've read are someone saw him wielding the thing. So if that is all based on our conjecture for the fact that,
well,
like,
I will say
it was the first time
it was
that's
a website.
Happened.
Yeah. It was a website called Superhero Hype. They apparently had a guy go
They're
onto
a great
the
site.
Set.
Yeah.
They had a guy sneak onto the set and see Captain America fly, like, he jumps 30 feet onto the roof of a building, and then they saw him later with a CGI hammer.
Because I'm
How
not saying
see a CGI hammer.
Yeah, I don't know.
And also, I'm sorry, even the prop Mjolnir can't be picked up by other people.
Yeah, like, why would he have a fake one just in case Thor got mad?
Why are you getting mad at me?
I'm just saying, like, it's
I'm not
one of those things
I'm
of like
and,
then,
they,
and then Captain America picks up the hammer, and he swings it. You know what I mean? It's like, sure.
I saw,
like,
Chris Evans fly, must have Mjolnir.
Yeah, I saw Captain America do something superhuman. He's gotta have Mjolnir.
Superhero Hype's a really good site, but this sounds a bit.
It does. It does.
Why would he? Why would he? Like, what happens with Thor? Like, oh, hey, do it. Pick it up, Cap. I love Cap, whatever. But I'm just saying, it's another one of the speculation things that are like, I bet the superheroes do super things.
Yeah, and I have a question. Do we even know if Hemsworth is going to be in Civil War?
I assume everyone is.
He's
in Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Well, he and Ruffalo are apparently not in it.
Yeah, because as far as I heard.
So where's the hammer?
Yeah.
Dude,
it makes
I don't
no
disagree.
Sense.
We're just I don't disagree.
Key.
Wow!
You did this.
Wow! All I did was throw the news out there, and I'm the messenger.
Shoot him!
Look, if I didn't say it, the fans would be like, "You didn't talk about the Captain America thing." So
I
have
it.
To say it.
But you know what I'm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I find
how do you see CGI?
I
watch CGI. Happen. I was on set
glasses.
And I saw the CGI.
It was like a CG stand-in for the Thor's hammer for Mjolnir. It was probably the fan.
That's though.
Why do you need it? If it's a lightsaber, I'd be like, cool, I get it. But
you still hold a hilt.
Yeah, it's a fit. Here, look at.
Oh my god, you just picked up Mjolnir.
Dude, look out.
Oh my god.
Mo picks up Mjolnir. Clipped on TBS.
Also with Civil War, real quick, Leslie Bibb is reprising her role. We've got that picture down below. That's Thunderbolt Ross. That's Leslie Bibb. She's like, hey, I'm on the set of Civil War. So that's
why that picture?
That's what she Instagrammed. I don't know. Do you want me to go tell her to take a better Instagram picture?
Is she doing someone's makeup? Because she looks like she's ready.
she's getting her makeup done.
But I know.
She actually has a Robin mask on. Yeah.
But then why not show her face? I'm saying, is there something we're missing? Is there something we're not seeing?
Mm. It's possible. It's completely possible.
There's Ant-Man.
sorry, I went out of order. Going back to William Hurt. He is reported to be a new version of General Thunderbolt Ross in Civil War. So they've apparently rewritten.
Red Hulk.
Yeah, maybe that's what he is.
So that's caused a lot of speculation that came out, where he's like, it's a more modernized style, and they've done what they've taken character of Ross from the older film and made him a new version.
I can't think of Thunderbolt Ross going forward without having watched the new Venture Brothers season 7, hour long special, because they have that character that's totally a play on him, and that's just now all I think of him is this character from Venture Brothers, and it's fantastic.
I'm just so excited they're tying in Incredible Hulk to continuity.
Finally.
Just give me a Mark Ruffalo movie.
They've just had like little corners of like TV screens referencing that movie happened, and now they're actually
tying it back in. Yeah. So going back, Doctor Strange, director landed in London. That production is starting. I just had to throw that up because Doctor Strange is finally getting his own comic book series.
And Michello is doing the art, man. And
Jason Aaron is writing it.
Yes.
And a lot of you fans tweeted that at me, and it was nice.
This last week has been great for comic book news. Like all the Post Secret War stuff that's coming out is amazing.
Miles Morales, a lot of our fans are going to be very happy. I'm excited he's got his own title.
Yeah. Just read his first two books.
Yeah,
and I loved it.
Oh, and
he's got his own like regular 616 universe title.
Yeah.
I read the original Ultimate stuff.
Also, fans out there, when the moment something drops about Steve McNiven, he did the art for Death of Wolverine, Old Man Logan, and stuff. I was moderating a panel that he was on this past week, and he hinted that there's something he can't talk about. And I love McNiven's art.
Yeah, he's so good.
He's so fantastic. So if I miss something, please tweet that at me. And then, it was cool. I got to moderate for him, Bagley, and Charles Soule.
Bagley's one of my likes.
I know.
Bagley's my childhood. He's a Spider-Man artist to me. Like, he's the one.
Yeah. So, and they're all, by the way, they're all excited for all the new stuff that's coming out movie-wise.
Yeah. And Soule's killing it, like, on Inhumans and stuff like that. Like,
I just want to hear who's got Deadpool, because that last Deadpool run was the best Deadpool's ever been. Like, the Dugan Pissane run in Deadpool is incredible.
Yeah.
I'm really wondering who can pick up from there.
Yeah.
No one.
Ryan Reynolds writing Deadpool. Reynolds tweeting the scripts to Deadpool.
I'm okay with that. Totally okay.
So, real quick rumor with Black Panther that Ava DuVernay is reportedly in talks to direct.
That's awesome.
We already knew that she's been approached, that Marvel was looking at her, but Vanity Fair and a couple other sites reported that she's now like officially in talks, that she's Marvel's official choice. So, we'll see. But the rumor is that they're looking at her now because since they're doing Civil War, they want to have the director on set to help them out with Wakanda and stuff like that.
Whoa.
So,
I love that idea.
That'd be amazing.
That's so collaborative.
So
that's
if anyone
amazing.
Sees her tweeting about being in Atlanta,
we'll know
why.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone start going through her Twitter.
Everyone stalk this poor woman.
Yeah.
And finally, we've got just a bit of random news that Beyonce is rumored to be in talks with Marvel to appear in, I think, like, one of the Infinity War films. Or
can we go around and say who we think she could possibly be?
Someone actually asked me. I want her as Misty Knight, hands down.
I was thinking Angela.
Oh, okay. I would also be okay with Angela. I just really want a full-on Heroes for Hire. Like,
she would actually be an awesome Misty Knight.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
I'm really intrigued by who she could be. Yeah. And can she act? She's a performer, and
she's good in Austin Powers, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
She's really talented musically. I don't know if she's.
And that's kind of why. That's why I went with Misty Knight was because of Austin
Powers.
It's
a similar tone of like
irreverence and
butt
kicking. Yeah,
butt kicking.
What would you think? Do you have an opinion?
Never ask me fan casting. I'm the worst at it. I can't do it. I'm so bad.
But now you know the actor, so who? Mm-hmm. But what about characters? This seems like an easy one for you. This is a great way to get step into the pool, man.
Misty Knight. Misty Knight. Like, I can't get off of that now that you've said that. I'm just going to stick with
Black Panther's sister. She was a Black Panther.
Oh, Shuri?
Yeah, that'd be, that'd be interesting.
That'd be interesting.
I just want I just want a whole 12-episode series of hers, Misty Knight kicking ass, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, but I love Beyonce. Don't get me wrong. I'm like totally like a Bay girl. Like, it's, I'm that person. I'm
it's so a crazy approach. Like, I really like it. It's so bold.
Yeah.
I just get so excited that we live in a time where, like, some of my favorite, like, musical artists now are like, I want in on that. I want to be in Marvel stuff.
I want
stuff.
A Marvel thing.
Yeah.
Well, and that's, like, what Michael Douglas did. That's what Alpha, like, all these amazing actors are coming out saying, like, yeah, this Marvel thing's pretty fun. I think I want to do it, too.
I forget that Glenn Close was in Guardians all the time. Yeah. Like, whenever I watch Guardians, I'm like, Glenn Close is here, you guys.
Like, it's an amazing world that we live in that we can forget Glenn Close was in, like, our movie. So, anyway.
Earlier, somebody said Zac Efron for Nova.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that totally
Wait, Sam Alexander or Richard Rider?
Rider for me.
Yeah? Because I think he'd be a pretty good Sam Alexander.
I think he'd be a really good Sam.
I think he'd be a great Hal Jordan.
Yeah, I said but that's, thing. That's apparently going to be Chris Pine. Thing.
Apparently. It he is, was almost Chris Pine. Like, that was almost before.
He was almost Chris Pine?
He was almost Chris Pine. No, Chris he was Pine almost Ryan Reynolds round.
Did you also hear we're also getting a Jon Stewart, which excites me because I've been dying to see
that. Maybe.
I love that.
I'm sure we are.
Maybe.
All right. So. Oh, by the way, I have tons of new shout-outs
Oh, do your shout-outs. Do your shout-outs.
Is it that time? Okay.
It's time for the Mary Marvel Light Hour.
Okay, guys. I want to give a huge shout-out to Cedric House and Omar Abu. That is a shout-out for you. Mary, shout-outs. It's so cute. I don't know why an unknown number is calling me. You don't get a shout. Well, I guess you did just get a shout out.
You got a shout out.
Mr. Dev, it's James. Oh, James B. And yeah, totally. Thank you so much. And Corey Jones, thank you for listening. And now, Katie. Hi, Katie Kalb. This is your first time being able to watch the show live. So thank you so very much. And then, Koi, I have a shout out I actually want you to give.
Oh, boy.
It's, can you see that? This is a very special shout out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A sexy shout out was requested.
Oh, jeez.
So, Johnny C. Blaze, thanks for watching our show.
Wow.
That was so sexy.
Oh, I just swooned.
Oh, God.
Since I can't
Hashtag cooks,
it just hurt me. I've never winked before.
Wow.
Broke my face.
I don't think
I've ever winked on purpose.
Man, nailed it.
I watched cooks swooning over there.
You did a great job.
That was way sexier if I'd been like, hey, Johnny. I'm like total Amy Poehler. Yeah, I would have farted. Yeah. That's my wink. Yeah. But thank you guys for tuning in. Especially, like, there's a bunch of people who are saying this is their first time watching live. So thank you so very much. And someone's on vacation next week, and they're going to be able to watch us live
Lone Wolf Pack
for the first time.
Yes.
Yes.
Koi, give us your iTunes, man. You've got some shout-outs,
these,
right?
Every week, these get better. These were incredible. You guys are so specific. Even, like, the critical stuff's really helpful. There weren't actually any critical ones this week, but last week there were a couple, and we tried to utilize that. This week, I want to shout-out to Computron 2, to Nate Hills, to Fenderbender 17, to Miss Marvelite.
That's a good one.
To Herophant, to Sack Attack 19, Willy Boy Kin, and CS1974 Alex said specifically that he is now looking at comics differently, researching comics, and expanding his view of the Marvel Universe, specifically thanks to us, and he looks forward to our every week.
I like hearing that.
And a lot of these other guys were mentioning how, like, they've read comics more in the last few weeks upon discovering our show. So I really want to thank you guys for that. So and tell Marvel that.
Yeah. Oh, yes, thanks. Please. Also, Super Finch, thank you so much. There was two tags. There's Meredith's shout outs and then Meredith's shout out. So we need to figure out how many S's.
And hashtag
Black Bolt. I like hashtag Black Bolt.
I kind of do too.
You're gonna get more characters out of it at the end of it.
Yeah,
and then it's gonna probably not show up that often unless it's for you guys. So
Katie Dover in the live chat said that for the question of the week, we should ask which four Marvel characters should own a hair salon together. So let's do that. We will make that our question of the week. We don't have time to do the question of the week this week to go over those answers. So you guys still have time to jump in on that and get a shout out next week from us as the winner of that question for the Fantastic Four Breakfast. And
I want to say real quick, thanks. I've been getting a lot of love on Twitter from you guys from this show, watching Clipped and all that stuff, and just saying really great, positive, fun things. And I really appreciate the support. I had a few people say stuff on the live chat. There's been a lot. I really appreciate you guys watching and for tweeting and let me know that you like it. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. It's really fun. And it's nice to be back.
We like having you back.
Thanks.
I miss your snark a lot.
I know.
Because no one else will snark with me.
Gotta do it.
No.
I'm terrible at snark.
Oh, shut up.
So are you guys wrapping now on filming?
We're wrapped. Cool. We wrapped a few weeks ago. We just, we're two episodes in. We premiered 2 weeks ago, and then we had a new episode this week. New episodes have clipped on TBS, 10, 9 Central. You can also watch it on TBS.com or on demand.
Oh,
there's lots of ways to watch it. Check it out. I think it's a great show. I think it's really fun. If you guys want to laugh and you want to watch it, I think you'll have a great time doing those things. So
watching and laughing?
Yeah. If those are things that you enjoy, I recommend Clipped on TBS.
Eyeballs.
Yes. We're wrapped, and now we're up and running. And the cast, we've been live tweeting. We all get together at someone's house.
We do a Periscope, you guys.
We've been doing that. Cool. We did it a little bit on set, and we've been doing a little bit during like the nights and stuff like that. And it's been really fun. It's been a real treat. So.
Let me know when you're periscoping. It'd be fun to jump in on that action.
Yeah. I will.
And like comment at you.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, what's up, jerk?
Yeah.
I'm so good at insults.
Yes, you're really. It'll be great.
So much snark there.
I won't even be surprised. Now you told me what your insult's gonna be.
The ocean called. They're running out of you. That's what I'm gonna.
Oh, and I did a shout out Sean Burt, who apparently has left many an iTunes, but I never didn't know what his name was. He's vocal on Twitter and that live show.
Great.
So,
hey,
Sean Burt, thanks, man.
Yeah,
Sean Burt.
And all the Twitter folk who tweet at me that I always forget, like Richard Hungwell and Johnny Blaze. Again, you guys are awesome. So please keep tweeting at us. I love responding to questions. We all love like answering between the week. And you guys are awesome.
Is his name really Richard Hungwell?
On Twitter, it is. In life, I hope so, but I can't guarantee it. I also hope it's honest, because if it wasn't, that would just be the worst way to meet a lady.
What if he just puts up pictures?
I don't know if I want those tweets.
I don't know. You know what I mean? He's like great at putting stuff on the wall.
Oh, yes, it's true. Well, a shout out to him.
All right, that's our show. Thanks for joining us. Corey, do you have anything you want to talk about real quick?
Oh, I heard a couple people saw my movie that I got that Best Supporting Actor award for and told them they saw it through this show. So that was really cool to have all of my worlds collide
that's
in one
great.
Fantastic way.
Huh.
So if you guys see How to Save Us, please tweet me. Let them know. Let me know you saw it. Hunt down me at Quadrandro, spelled Jandreau. The other two are still out there.
He's got two fake accounts.
There's two fake.
That's exciting.
It's really cool, but weird. So yeah, I really appreciate it, guys. So thanks for seeing my stuff. And
You can actually find me on geek.com. I've been writing for them, and I'll be doing some more cool things. I actually have the 11 best bromances, at least my favorite bromances, in the Marvel Universe list I just did. So head on over, check that out. I'd really love if you guys like what I write, tweet about it, post it, share the links, because I think I'm funny when I write things. But it's also really cool to be a full-time geek. Now, I'm a full-time geek journalist, and it's super
rad.
So, geek.com, you can find me there, and you'll be able to find me all over San Diego Comic-Con in a couple weeks.
Yeah. I also will be at Comic-Con in a couple weeks. Yes.
And if you guys are interested in sewing spandex, we did our Superheroes in Spandex episode of Cosplay Coach yesterday, and it's up now on Popcorn Talk's YouTube channel, and we go over all the intricacies on how to make your own superhero suit. You can make something now for Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Because I'm making 10.
Do you guys need to say anything?
Someone just said, Malcolm the Great said Coy and Cook for Storm and Parker, and I am full support.
Yes.
You're Storm, right?
I imagine. Obviously. Peter Parker, I'm not going to give
you. Wow, you've got Spider-Man claim, too.
It's my boy.
So.
Wow, you're both wearing Spider-Man shirts, and you're wearing red. I'm the only one that's out.
I'll be Ben Reilly.
Cool. Oh, great.
There we go.
Done.
We go.
Sold.
Done.
See you at the movies.
So that's our show. Thanks for joining us. Special thanks to our prize sponsor, Wizard World of Conventions. They've got Richmond, Virginia, July 31st, August 1st, and 2nd. They go to St. Louis on August 20th. That's Chicago. Sorry, that's wrong. They go to Chicago 20th through the 23rd. It's the biggest one of the year. I can't believe I wrote that down wrong. And then San Jose, September 4th, 5th, and 6th. So they've got a couple.
We can go to Silicon Valley.
Yeah. So please don't forget to subscribe to our show on iTunes, Marvel Movie News. Rate us. Leave us a comment. On YouTube, we're the Popcorn Talk Network. Comment there. It keeps us coming back to you guys. Facebook / Marvel Marvel News Show.
So
you
flustered.
I
looked at Cook and it flustered me. / Marvel News Show on Facebook. Like us there. And Twitter is at Marvel News PTN. I'm Matt Key at The Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco at M. Placco.
I'm Coy Jondro at Coy Jondro.
I'm Matt Cook at Matt Cook Tweeted and at Clipped TBS.
Thanks for joining us, Matt. It's good to have you back.
Thanks
that's our
for
show.
Having me, guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.